They've got Upon Complaints. My name is Sophia, and she advises you to call the Court of Quality Purposes. How may I help you?
You want to file a claim?
I want to file a claim for unemployment.
Have you ever filed a claim before?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Can I have your social?
424-551-234.
Again, 424-551-234, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have your first name?
Raven, R-A-V-O-N.
O-N?
Yes, ma'am.
When was your last name, Ms. Raven?
Jones, J-O-N-E-S.
Yeah, middle initial?
S.
Okay, and what's your date of birth?
08/15/2003.
Okay. And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
You will prefer English.
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
No, ma'am.
And do you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what's the highest grade completed in school?
12th grade.
And what's your mother's maiden last name?
Latrita Smith.
Do you have a driver license?
Yes, ma'am.
Was it issued in Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your driver license number?
One moment. Where can you... Yeah, in the car. One moment.
Okay.
Grab my phone and the torch. You said my driver license number?
Mm-hmm.
10166841.
And if you approve the benefits, you have two options to receive your payments: direct deposit to your checking or savings, or the Alba Adventures prepaid benefits card. The benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days delivered to you after you approve the payments and the RFPs that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one do you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Your man asked what bank you bank with.
Guardian.
All right. Do you have a route number?
One moment. What's going to get my route number? My route number.
It's a white
card. Let me see. I think it's in my phone. The routing number is 26227640.
Okay, then 26227640. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And your bank account number?
110100.
Okay, you said 0154, correct, at the end?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I keyed in 171, and it's 4 zeros behind that, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And it's 140154.
140153.
Okay. Morning. Can you verify your mailing address for me?
803 Gamma Street, Greenville, Alabama.
Okay, 803.
Yes, ma'am.
In a street.
803.
Yes, ma'am. In that street name?
Gamble Street.
In Greenville, Alabama, correct? And what's that zip code?
360037.
Okay, and is your home address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am, it's the same.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
And what's your telephone number?
334-210-5879.
All right. And did you file for receipt unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Can you repeat that?
Mm-hmm. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And do you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And when was the last day you worked?
July the 15th.
You said July 7th or July 15th, correct?
Yes.
This year?
Yes.
Okay. Is this most recent Sunday? Have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Ma'am.
Are you mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
And do you work for yourself, own a business, or your corporate officer for a business?
No.
And are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have your real estate license?
Can you repeat that?
Mm-hmm. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
And are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
And are you available to accept full time work?
Can you repeat that again? I can't hear.
Mm-hmm. Are you available to accept full time work?
Yes.
And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
And have you applied for or received a pension other than Social Security from an employer you haven't worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or received work compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About 20 to 30 miles.
All right. And what's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$10, $11.
All right. And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
Can you repeat that?
Mm-hmm. Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
No.
And what was your job title?
What was your job title?
A manufacturer. Assembling line in a Hyundai plant.
He's on the line?
Yes.
Okay. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
And what was the last name of the job that you worked for?
What's the name of the company that you worked for?
The company, the job?
Yeah, you went through a
temp search. Search.
Okay. And do you have a phone number for them?
It's 334-617-3128.
Okay, when did you start working for them? What was your first day of work?
It was July the 11th.
Okay. And what city and state was the work performed in?
I
did
look.
What did you say?
The best question.
What city and state was the work performed in?
You said what state have I worked in?
What is the city and state that the work was performed in?
Oh, Greenville, Alabama.
Have you received the expected receipts and the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
And why are you no longer working?
What? You said why I'm not working?
Yes, ma'am.
I got fired.
And why did you get fired?
Because since I was on the line, we had to do one of them, like one of the parts at a time. And since I'm a fast worker, I guess they didn't like that. Because the part, I did like five parts. After I did like one part, we supposed to did one part at a time. I did more than one. I'm a fast worker.
Okay, you say you're putting too many parts on the line, and you're supposed to do one by one, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the name of your supervisor?
It was Lou.
You said what was their name, ma'am?
Blue. BLU.
Okay, what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I tried to I stopped like working fast and I started working slow. But since we had to put all the parts on the rack, I just want to go and get the racks out the way. Because we had like 7 racks, and I want to go and get them out the way.
Okay. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for the federal income tax?
What'd you say?
And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for the federal income tax?
No, I don't think so.
It just mean that they're going to probably take tax out, the federal income tax.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you have a pen and paper?
I got a pen. I got a paper. I just seen the pen in here. Thank you. Got a marker. What we do?
Yes.
All right, ma'am. The 4-digit pen you'll need to write down is 3403.
3403.
Uh-huh. All right, ma'am. Ms. Jones, we're going to read your closing statement. The final instructions and cell phone numbers are very important. And don't take 2 to 3 to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim crimes effectively this week. The unemployment claim just finished also registering for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your application may active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the career centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. If you have to do so, maybe join interested in your benefits. Do you need me to repeat that website for you, ma'am?
No, ma'am.
All right. You must be able and available to work and active seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. Unemployment claims can be submitted on Sunday and on Saturday. You must file weekly certification either by telephone or internet or claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make complete certification each week will result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you choose to file by the telephone number you call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. So starting on 31st, you'll make your first certification, okay?
Okay, so we'll, never mind.
All right.
So when do I call in? Like every Saturday, Sunday?
You can call it. Majority of people call it every Sunday so they can go ahead and get out of the way. But you have until Sunday through 5 p.m. Friday to complete one certification.
Okay, so So this number is my passcode?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
An information book will mail to you. The book explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow instructions listed can result in loss of benefits. If you don't receive the book within the next 7 days or have any questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Ms. Jones, have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any other questions for me?
Do you start calling on Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for our album home cleans. Enjoy your day.
You too.
Thank you.